Ellie and a Sail Needle. Ellie was a peery lass at bed wi' her mam and dad. She was the peeriest i' the family. Her best friend i' the hale world was Martin. Martin bed neist door to Ellie. If you sat in a dim, then the tithering was likely no far awa'. Ellie's favourite toy was her teddy bear. He was brawly treed bear we had a cuddlin', he was said. Every night on her way to bed, Ellie would pat Teddy and under her oxter. Come do you wish wi' me, Teddy? Ada's person maybe was the reason for what happened to Teddy. Oh, poor Teddy, said Ellie. See what's happened. His head has come clean off. She wished a vexed. She tried to whip an old ribbon round the top of his head and under his oxters. Mum, it's just rummeled off again. Dad'll look at Teddy when he wins him, Ellie, said Mum. Come doin' it thy day. But Ellie couldn't breathe even the prettiest corn. Jimmy, a neighbour man, came by to see her dad. He set him by the fire. He could see it Ellie was been gowling. My jewel, I'll soon fix thy teddy for thee. He reckoned up upon the brace and found a muckle needle wi' a funny curl at the point. That's the very dab. It was a sail needle for shoeing torn sails. He treated him wi' some blue worset fae a clue lying upon the couch. Never do leet, Ellie. I'll soon hae thy teddy ship ship. Jimmy took great yarks wi' the needle, and Teddy's head was dirling this way and that. Ellie wondered if this was a good idea after all. There do is, Ellie. A corn cuggly, maybe, but nearly good as new. Jimmy whippet the blue worset round his finger and writhed. It broke wi' a snap. Ellie smiled for the first time that day. But when she hauled him up, she burst out greeting. Oh no, Teddy's head is back to front now. His face was looking a handsome, and his feet was gone backlings. Ellie fled for the kitchen, up the stair, and flung herself up at the bed. She gowled and gowled. She couldna bear to tak Teddy to bed wi' her that night. Next day, Ellie telt Martin what was happened. Don't go and play wi' my panda, said Martin. But it wasna the same. That night, Ellie was stalled on upon it when it came to bedtime. I dunno want to gin to bed. It'll be that lonely. Ellie got up the stair into her room and turned down the bedclothes. Da nearly jumped out of her skin. Lying there was a lovely big broom teddy. He even grunted when she turned him over as if to say, hello, Ellie. Ellie was over the moon. She buried her face in him. He smelt that new. That blue ribbon is the bonny, and it's that soft. She wouldna forget her old daddy. He would aye be special. And would you believe it? When Ellie grew up and had bairns o' her ain, they played wi' the teddies. And even yet, Ellie wouldna part wi' ony o' the twa o' them. No, not for a minute.